Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday edition of the conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got an amazing show for you today. Holy cow, what a show. We are actually live, folks. I'm going to thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, wow. I haven't even shared it yet, but I do have the PayPal link. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. We got Camellia, Kamala, halalala, whatever her name is, Mrs. Harris, yeah, good old Mrs. Harris, Lord help her, I mean, she needs all the help she can get, but, you know, that is Camellia Harris, I tell you, that lady is just nuts, she's a psychopath, yes, I said it, you heard it here, folks. But if you listen, I want to get into all kinds of stuff I want to get into, folks, because, like, about a Wikipedia page, about Antifa.com, all this stuff. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into a bunch of COVID-related stuff. I want to get into the fact that she joked about Trump being killed. You know, they ask a bunch of college kids, what do you think about Camellia Harris? You know, like, on campus reform, like, do you think, like, she would make a good VP if he chose her before, and, you know, because she has a police background, and they actually told her no, they actually, like, overwhelmingly said no, you know, but, like, you have Michael Moore, you have Sean King say that they will settle for Biden, like, they don't want him, they don't want, like, the majority of Democrats, I don't think, want Biden or Kamala Harris. Now, if you donate to the Biden campaign, can you get money back if he don't win, or, I mean, imagine all these people that gave money to, like, Berto Buick's presidential campaign and didn't win. I mean, it's just nuts because, you know, like there were, like, 2,000 black people, pretty much, and the majority were black, that were arrested and jailed due to Camellia Harris for marijuana offenses. When she talked about, well, Bill Clinton didn't inhale, but I did. Bill Clinton, he inhaled. He probably had his mouth around that bong like Monica Lewinsky did around, you know what. I'm going to take heat for that one, but that, whatever. Ronald McDonald House in Chicago gets looted. Yeah, it's where, like, people can go and stay, you know, that can't afford when their families are sick. I mean, 80% of COVID-19 people have this one major symptom. I want to get into so much Manchester United news and everything. So thank you so much for tuning in the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of it. I do hope you feel a part of what did I do here? Gotta love technology. Gotta love technology. Yes, you do, folks. Okay. 1 Peter 3:12. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day and evening or whatever. God, it's just been hilarious since, like, they announced that Kamala Harris is being the VP. Because, I mean, we're just going to have a field day. I mean, she's actually come out calling Biden a segregationist, someone that wants to segregate, that's basically a racist, and someone that also, I believe in his accusers. You can't have a both way community. You can't, like, all of a sudden support Joe Biden once he becomes the vice president nominee. Once you become the vice president nominee, you can't just all of a sudden say, okay, no, you can't, like, be silent. Either you believe the accusers of Biden, or you don't. You can't just, like, flip a switch. Well, I did believe in them, but now I'm the vice presidential nominee. Nope. I really don't believe him. And she can change her stance in a heartbeat, and no one would care. No one would know. No one would believe any different. No one believes that because we have a silent majority. I call them the stupid majority, the people that believe anything. Because up until March, masks were deemed effectively useless in a communal setting, like in a community setting. We're not talking like in a hospital when you're like working over someone or like an operating room. So we're talking like in a communal setting, like walk around the park, masks are meaningless. All of a sudden, they shove masks down our throat and everyone's wondering, well, you have to have a mask. It's funny how half of the people will tell you point blank, to your face, well, this doctor that's on TV said that you have to wear a mask. It's mandatory. It saves lives. But when you have someone that's actually at a hospital in the thick of things, well, wait a minute here. Masks are useless in a communal setting, like a warm, you know. Well, that person makes no sense. I saw a guy on TV and he told me that you need to wear a mask. But a person that's at a hospital working with COVID patients every day, giving them COVID-19 medications like hydroxychloroquine, that works. See, I don't say it works. These are doctors who are telling me it works because they've used it firsthand. You got to understand, folks, 80% of COVID-19 patients assert one symptom, nothing. You have COVID-19, there's probably a major majority of this population that had COVID-19 and never knew it, never had one symptom, and they were a carrier. That's what people don't realize. For the most part, you have to take a swab of the nose to see if you even have the virus. You have to do a test to detect to see if you have this most deadliest, dangerous virus. Many states in America that lock down super hard are having more outbreaks than countries that and places that didn't lock down hard. But then there's some countries that locked down super hard and now they're having virtually no issues. There's no evidence that a lockdown works or doesn't work. There's nothing. There's nothing in the data that shows that using a lockdown even does anything. That you're basically, whether you lock down or not, have lots of rules or not, wear masks or not, the results are pretty much the same. There's very little difference. And when you got a mask on, this is a respiratory issue. You're screwed. It's hard to control a respiratory issue. It's just nuts. Because, I mean, I don't understand what's going on here. I just don't get it. I mean, maybe the, but these people buy it. Well, this guy, my doctor on ABC News, well, I'm my doctor. It's a hypothetical thing, but if they have some, you know, they have someone that's like a medical doctor per se, but doesn't really practice. He's just like a medical advisor. Like, I just give medical advice. I'm not, like, practicing. I'm not doing anything. I went to medical school, and now I get paid 10 times as much to be on CBS just to give my opinion on stuff. Okay, what do you want me to say? Because you're paying me. So, yeah, if I'm going to keep my job, I'm going to say you need to wear a mask. I don't believe in them, but hey, you need to wear a mask. Look at who is that guy? Oh, Dr. Fauci. When he's at that baseball game, when he thought cameras weren't on him, he didn't have his mask on. He's not following the rules that he sets forth. He's telling you to do one thing, and he's doing something else. Oops. They caught me with my mask off. But this Kamala Harris is a joke. She came into the presidential nomination ring as a Indian American, you know, the red dot, like the Indian, not like Native American Indian, but from India. Now she's black, African American, all kinds of stuff. And I know the history lesson where the Barbary slave trade, where white Europeans were sold to Africa as slaves. And then there were black people that sold blacks as slaves. And some of them ended up in Jamaica and the Caribbean, and some of them ended up in America. But anything to try to, well, wouldn't matter anyways, because after the second Democratic primary debate, she had only had a 1% approval rating with black people. That's first. Second of all, after that, the second thing was really bad. In her home state, she only had 7% of the vote. In her home state of California, that's how much they love her. Only 7%. She only had barely over 2% nationwide. And that's the truth. The Democrats overwhelmingly did not like her. And my sources are telling me that the Democrat people, like the high up, like politicians, why is it Biden and why is it Kamala Harris? Like, they don't want either of them. Like this is a guaranteed Trump win. And then they're going to try to play, they're going to try to impeach him over COVID, because they had $100,000 ink pens. And since they had $100,000 ink pens trying to impeach the president, he should have been doing something when they were trying to impeach him. He should have been doing more to stop the virus when he banned people from coming into this country from China and stuff, and was called a xenophobe, like Australia was. Australia was called xenophobic because they were banning people from countries like Italy and stuff with high numbers. I mean, there's tons, and that's the problem. Cases don't mean diddly, because if you have a coronavirus case, okay, the coronavirus case doesn't mean diddly, because I could have had the coronavirus. They say about 60% of the people have antibodies to it, that they can fight off the virus. That's the problem people don't realize. Just because there's a case of COVID, if they tested everyone in America, you'd probably have a crap ton of people test positive with no symptoms, no nothing. If the virus is so bad, why do you have to get tested 90% of the time to see if you even have it? If it's that bad, you would know it without needing a test. It's scary. But these people buy the panic. These people go out and rush and get toilet paper. That's the problem. They get the toilet paper. I mean, she was on, Ellen DeGeneres was on Kamala Harris's program. I joke about that because I don't think good old Ellen DeGeneres is going to have a show too much longer with all that stuff going on. But, you know, if you're on, if you got, let me see here. If you got Pence, Trump, or Jeff Sessions, and you're stuck in an elevator with them, who would you rather be stuck with? Does any of them have to come out alive? She basically joked about the president being killed. I mean, hysterically laughing. I mean, you couldn't get away with that if it was a Republican doing that about Obama or Bill Clinton. I mean, I don't know if you've... It's just crazy. But what's even crazier is I watched a video yesterday where it said, like, if you go to Antifa.com and click enter and you bring up, it'll bring up the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, like, presidential page. Antifa.com. So I did that when I saw that video to see if it was true, and it comes up as not valid, like website not found, it was taken down. The Wikipedia editor sanitized the page of presidential VP Kamala Harris. An article in The Intercept last week reported that the Wikipedia editor was scrubbing the page of former Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris. So, what was on it that they're trying to remove? What is on it that they're trying to change? Or I think they might try to be putting it back up, but like severely edited, because they don't want people to know the truth. I mean, we gotta sanitize the Wikipedia page. Really, Kamala Harris? You know, it's crazy. We have to sanitize the page. I mean, they had priests that were sex abuse cases that she failed to prosecute, despite victims' pleas. Hey, my daughter or my son was molested by this priest. She did nothing. It's crazy. But that's your vice presidential nominee. That's Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris or whatever her name is. It's funny because when Joe Biden can't pronounce it, no one cares. But when Trump screws it up, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay for Trump to screw it up. No, it's not. They make fun of Trump for screwing up that lady's name. Yeah, it's okay, folks. But yeah. Oh, it's so... days like today are really fun when you go to the Secretary of State or the BMV like Butters and nothing goes right. Because people do months and months of investigation, this is what we have to do and you can do this. And then when you go to do it, well, sure, you can't do that because this form is in this name. It has to be in that name. So they're going to have to do this. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I was being nice because they have like a sign here. You need to be like, I'm being really, well, you can call this.
Have a sign saying you have to be nice?
Yeah, there's like three things, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's.
Okay. If you have to tell everybody to do something, maybe it's not everybody's issue. Maybe it's yours.
Exactly. Well, like I was telling my mom when we went, well, you try to get a driver's license. They need permit A. So you get permit A or that piece of paper. Then you go back. Well, it's nice you got piece of paper A, but we need piece of paper B. Then you get piece of paper B. Then you go back a third time, well, they need C, and then you need D, and then before you know it, you've been there seven times, and then the last person's like, all you really needed was this piece. Well, technically, for this driver...
It all depends on who you get.
Yeah, but I went back twice. I went back in after I talked to who I needed to talk to on the outside, and they're like, this is what I was told you could do, and da-da-da. I'm like...
Did he say when you called him?
He was like... You got to be kidding me. I said, nope, since the paperwork's in your name, you have to deal with it. And then it's nuts. But hey. But yeah. I tried twice. And they got the same. Yeah, she's telling you the same thing I'm telling you. I'm like, well, we're not allowed to call people and do this. I'm like, you got to be. Makes you want to scream, but that's the government. See, like when you try to get like,
you could have me call, you could have them call me, and I could say I'm Christopher Young from Minneapolis, or whoever. I mean,
if I would have known what they would ask me for as proof that I'm with the company, I thought about asking. I was about to say yes, I represent the company, but I didn't know what they would have to. Yeah, call this person right here.
You should have had your mind.
I thought about saying, yes, I work for the company and called this person to verify. Well, we can't talk to anyone. I'm like, well, how are you going to... Okay, Dad, I'm hired. But, yeah. It's just, I mean, it's because like I was getting into just before my producer walked in, I've done this three times since, and I've even posted it on the conversation page. Go to Antifa.com, and it comes up as page not found, because it was Biden and Kamala Harris's Facebook page, and when people were outraged, it got taken down, just like her Wikipedia. There's something on her Wikipedia that they don't want people to know. They don't want people to know where her Wikipedia, because it's being whitewashed. Oh, we're going to take it down. Oops, did I say whitewash? Is that like offensive? I don't know. Is that PC? Not that I care, but I'm just... Because someone out there might get offended. Okay. That's just funny. It is. I mean, and I know people who've already donated to his campaign, to Biden's campaign, and I'm laughing my butt off. I'm like, really? I wonder what... If I was Bertrand Bucke, campaign support, I want my money back. Okay, you failed us. I want my money back.
I saw on Facebook. It was posted a couple of days ago, but it was back during the, you know, when they were all running for a presidential campaign. They haven't picked Biden yet. And this, I can tell by the conversation, the audio, that the lady, when she talked about socialism and stuff, how it's not free and all this stuff, that I could tell she was a conservative. But they, and the comic, he says right at the beginning before he plays the audio, look, I'm not saying I'm a Republican or a Democrat. He goes, we did this as a joke. But they told, they called up and they started, we just want to thank you for your donation. I think you have the wrong person. Is this such and such? And yeah, is this a card number? And they gave like 4, 5, 7, 6, you know, they gave, you know, generic numbers. No, that's me, but that's not my card number. Well, here at the Bernie Sanders campaign, we just want to thank you for your donation. What? I didn't get no money to Bernie Sanders, and she went ballistic. And they said, we don't care if that would have been a Trump supporter. They would have, you know.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Well, there was a 75-year-old woman who loses control of her SUV as she is being chased by the coronavirus and plows into an Atlanta ER. She actually does, the coronavirus thing was a joke because everyone comes out and says, like, I mean, you could get a sunburn. Oh, that's the coronavirus. You know, everything's corona, 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 so I just joked it. But she actually plows into an ER with an SUV and she loses control. And it's everyone seemed to be okay, so there's no one really injured per se, but still it's just kind of funny but then scary at the same time. But that's where we're at, folks, in this world. I mean, but you have these people that no matter what, oh, Kamala Harris is great, well, I just can't wait for people to back Biden who don't want to, because, see, she was in law enforcement. Now she's like, defund the blue. I mean, heck, Wisconsin is now mandating that government officials have to wear a mask when they have Zoom meetings. So if me and my wife are Facebook chatting on our phone or FaceTiming, we'd have to have a mask. Not really, but like if you're a government official, and you're doing an actual Zoom meeting, you would actually have to have a mask on. How does that make sense? I wanna sit here and take a second. Nope, I took it. How does that make sense? You're at home with your computer having a meeting over Zoom and you have to wear a mask? Are you kidding me? Up until March, masks were deemed essentially useless in a communal setting, unless you're in like a hospital. It's fun to read the fine print on some of these, what they actually deem as masks. It's fun. But I want to give a shout out to the MLS, the Major League Soccer fans, because I guess players were kneeling during the national anthem and they were met with major boos. Because I guess MLS, you can go to the games. They just want, like, since there's not many, they have social distance and all this. But nice. Nice to see fans stand up and boo. But yeah, this is just nuts. I mean, what I guess I'm blessed that I've grown up around people that were from other countries that lived in. I've met people from crap hole, top down, dictatorial, authoritarian regimes, or they escaped from Cuba, or they've lived in Turkey and they know what Biden's going to do. They know what Obama wanted to do. I mean, what's really scary is when you look at it and you have, like, Republicans now are like a Bill Clinton Democrat, most of them. And Democrats are, most of them are so far left. But what's going to be interesting in this election is you have all this crap going on in this world, and you have a lot of, from one of my sources, he believes wholeheartedly that the Democrats don't want Biden and they don't want Kamala Harris. Like, well, crap, what do? We're stuck with them. They don't know what to do. It's scary. But like, one of my sources didn't think Biden's even going to get anywhere. Like, he might not even make it to November. And that's why we need to sit there and we need to have debates. We need that. What they need, that Trump needs to say, okay, yeah, Mike Pence and Kamala Harris can have a debate after we have four presidential debates. And what Pence needs to do is, okay, I need to know which Kamala Harris am I getting? Am I getting the African-American/black, or am I getting the Indian? Which one is it? I want to make sure. Am I getting the person that didn't prosecute all those molestation victims and prosecute the police officer? Not the police officers. I mean, she'd want to prosecute police officers for doing nothing. But when you have priests that didn't do what they were supposed to, that did inappropriate stuff and molested kids, like in Pizzagate and all the stuff that's going on, she didn't prosecute anybody. She didn't do anything. She didn't go after massive police. She is. Yeah. She's the worst prosecutor ever. But like, which one am I getting? Am I getting the one that believed Biden's accusers, or the one that doesn't? Now that Biden is your president and nominee, and you're the running mate. It's amazing. It really is. But I guess I'm like my wife. I consider it a privilege to have known people from people. I know what it's like. You want to talk about living in a top-down dictatorial authoritarian regime? Let me talk to you. I'll tell you. You want me to tell you? I'm not political. You want me to tell you what I see going on in this country? I'll tell you. I'm not the Republican. I'm not trying to push politics. I'm just telling you, this is what happened in my country, and I see it coming here. That's all I'm telling you. I have nothing to gain. This is not my native country. I wish I could have stayed in Iran or Cuba or Turkey or Egypt. But how many people does it take to wake up? I mean, I would love to sit there and put stuff on like a news network just to see if what you can get people. And I think the toilet paper, and I think some of the things this government did with this COVID-19, let's see what we can get these people to do. Let's see how far we can push these people. Can you believe it? We got people that won't leave their home until they get a vaccine. Some of these people that are paranoid about getting the virus probably actually have the virus. They probably have the virus. 80% of the people don't even ever have one symptom and they had the virus. And considering you have to get tested. If the majority of people have to get tested to find out they have the virus, how bad is it? I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Got about a half an hour left in the program, just under 29 minutes. Thank you so much. There is a PayPal link if you want to help and donate. I'm looking at, hopefully in the near future, getting a better logo. I might be getting, if I have the money and the time and stuff, I'm looking at trying to get, because if I ever get another phone, I don't know. This thing's paid off, so I kind of want to keep it just, but the audio stinks on it, so I really can't. And since my niece got a really good phone, real good, like it's a 6 plus, but still, I mean, it's an amazing phone. You know, if I can find like a refurbished for like $250 or whatever, that I can, so I don't have to have payments every month. If I could ever afford that, I'd love to try to do that. But like when I'm on the air, I want to make sure I don't have, because they can say, well, are you sponsored by this? Do they have, because like if you ever watch the twins and some of them, they won't say where their glasses come from and that, you know, and I love, it's just fun to, when you look at like Hodge twins and stuff like that, if they wear a shirt, you can actually, you know, I got a question. Who are those two black chicks that are the conservatives? I can't think of their name. They're like the Hodge twins.
Yeah. I can see them.
I know.
Diamond.
Diamond and Silk. Like, they wouldn't even say, she wouldn't even say what glasses she had, because she doesn't want anyone thinking that, hey, they're associated with us or whatever, you know, because they don't want to get. So if I ever got, I'd get a couple shirts so that when I wore them, when I go Facebook Live in the future, they can't see a shirt and say, well, are you sponsored by them? Is that, you know, so there's no confusion. If I have a Chevy shirt, does the Detroit Tigers support me or whatever, and get into all that, because there are some people that will look into that, like, well, so, but.
They wouldn't like my answer, because I'm telling them to mind their business.
Yeah. But that's how, I mean, with like, because the legalities and all that stuff, that it's not necessarily a person, but they can say like, well, hey, we're Chevy and we don't, da da da, and they, it would be the company coming to you, not the other way around. But like Champion, the Champion company is gonna sponsor the NASCAR driver, and I'm like, oh no, here we go. The new skate, the NASCAR driver new skate, yeah, I guess, you know, good old Bubba Wallace, new skate. He's going to get Columbia Sportswear, so Lord help. I mean, it doesn't matter anyways, because, like, if you look at the actual, when it comes to NASCAR, they haven't had ratings that low since, like, the 97, 98, when they weren't as huge. They were like the Grateful Dead. They were huge, but they had this is their niche. And then when they said, well, we need to branch out and be the sport of everybody. And, you know, and it just, I've already said why it's gone down. And it's not Bubba Wallace, why it's been going downhill since like 2006. But, wow. It's just nuts. But, you know, I mean, it's just, there used to be a thing like Dolly Parton will tell you, what do I believe? What do I think about all this stuff? Okay, I'm not here to talk about that. I want to, you know, it's like when I sit there and they have like these, like One More Saturday Night stuff, and they have like Bob Weir and these different people talk, and I want to hear what they're talking about. I want to hear about like, what are you writing new music, this or that, what's going on? I don't want to hear an artist talk about, well, why we need to wear a mask, or why we need to do this, or why we need to do that, because that's not the case. I mean, I'm here to hear about, you know, like, are you introducing a new guitar, or what strings, I mean, stuff related to, you're not an expert, don't complain, because, well, we need to have people confined to their house completely, and once they're confined to their house and they can't leave the closet, because people didn't do that. Folks, a lot of the places that severely locked down are way worse. there's no benefit to, there's nothing that you can show me that a lockdown helps or doesn't work. But you can't say, well, here's the proof that it works. You can't show you proof it doesn't. So like the tobacco industry, they spent billions of dollars. Well, yeah, I know you got 100,000 tests that say cigarettes are bad, but our one expert said this, which count, discount, you know. So if you say this, look at what happens when you do this, I can show you the exact opposite data. If you say this helps, I can show you data that proves it doesn't do a dang thing. And that's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at. You know, people have gotten lazy. They don't think because they're not taught. They're not taught statistics. They're not taught things going on in this world. They're not. They just blindly will. Well, did you see Dr. X on TV? He said, yeah, he's a. Now I can understand if. If you get a non-paid, okay, yes, I'm on here on CBS News. I'm not getting paid by them. I'm not getting paid by anyone. This is factual data. Yeah, this is statistics. You're like 600 times more likely to get the seasonal flu than you are COVID-19 or get sick from it or die from it. Okay, there you go. Here's the data to back that up, to prove it. Yes, I pulled this off way before anyone would have time to alter the data or delete it or whatever. Because that's what they try to do. They try to censor misinformation. That's what they call it when a doctor actually comes out and says, yes, this is actually COVID-19 can actually be curved exponentially with hydroxychloroquine. But when an actual doctor says it, nope, that can't be. You can't. That don't make sense. No, it makes sense. It just doesn't fit your narrative. You know, like Rockstar Meredith Brooks came out and said, you know, Kamala Harris is ignoring Biden's accusers that I thought she believed. Now she's like silent, you know. I mean, make up your mind. And that's what we need to shove down the people's throat. Kamala Harris came out like blatantly, Biden's a racist and I believe the accusers against him. Well, that's only when she was trying to get the nomination for president over him. And now that she's the VP, she ain't saying a word about it. Masks were virtually ineffective up until March. And then like, okay, now you have to wear masks. I know there's 75 videos of me saying that masks don't work, but okay, well then why do they magically work now? Sort of like when they did that Bill Nye the Science Guy, when they took his videos from the original TV series and they had to edit them because what he said back on the Bill Nye the Science Guy TV show, his stance changed. This is when a baby's conceived. Well, now it's changed because since he's a left-wing atheist nut. Yeah, baby's not truly conceived until a year after birth. That way you got a whole year to kill the thing. It's just sad, you know. When you have to take, like, and whitewash and delete stuff, I mean, you won't hear the state-run media talk about that kind of thing. You won't. But they've done it. I mean, in the looting and rioting in Chicago, they targeted a Ronald McDonald House, and that's a place where you can go get food and you can stay there so you don't have to travel back and forth. It's like Emily's Place. It's a place where 12 or more families can come together. And they're individual dwellings, but they're part of the same building so that while your son or daughter has chemo, you can be in the room and you can be together. If you ever saw that movie, it's a great movie. But this is a place like that where you, for people, and everyone, it's amazing. so you can go there, you can have a place to stay and without having to worry about a place, you know, like, what are we going to do? We got to travel back and forth. We just can't afford a hotel room. We can't do this. And it gives you a place to stay. And they loot it. Because that's replications. It's sad. You know, taken from the kids. And they have nothing to do with it. Three-quarters of, and what's funny is they're looting black stores to get replications. And the people that are looting probably don't know that blacks are the first slave owners. But that's where the education comes in. I mean, Kamala Harris arrested 200 people and jailed them for smoking pot, but she herself, you know what? Bill Clinton didn't inhale what I did. I don't, not one time, not for one second, there's not even a millionth of a second that I ever thought that Bill Clinton didn't inhale. I'm sure he had his mouth all over that bong as her. I'm sure he inhaled them all. He got all he could. I tried it one time. I didn't inhale, though, but I tried it. Okay. Just like Monica Lewinsky, I didn't have sex with that woman. Sure you didn't. And you and Bill and Hillary and... yeah, none of you were on the plane. Yeah, I've always been fascinated by... like when Corey Feldman... Corey Haynes and that came out and said that there's probably not a movie in the 1980s you can watch that doesn't have someone in that was in production or some part of it that is massively into child trafficking. You know, and I've heard that there's a term called if you want a hot dog, it means you want a little boy, and if you want pizza, it means you're wanting a session usually with a woman, you know, like a little kid, and that there's probably not one movie from the 80s you could watch it does not have some sort of person in it or producing it or ever high up. It's involved in child trafficking of little kids and molesting and all kinds of stuff. It's sick. And when that thing with the, and I've been adamant that like when they went after Jeffrey Epstein the first time and they kind of just, the FBI kind of just, there was like a plea deal kind of made, whatever, I think it was higher up because, hey, if this goes far, there's going to be a ton of people exposed that don't need to be exposed. And I kind of feel that there's some people that are pretty scared right now because there's some massive information out there of people that were at the island that shouldn't be. Because I can tell you right now, that picture Bill Clinton painted where it looks like where Bill's painted like a chick, if that was Trump, that would be 24/7, 365 front page news. Now, Trump was friends with Epstein. And I think once he realized what was going on, he cut ties. He cut the family ties. And, nah, I don't want to be near this person. You know, he's a sinking ship. And because, like, if you watch that documentary, there's many times where they talked about, they showed evidence where he was friends with Trump. Well, he was friends with Mick Jagger, friends with tons of people. Friends don't mean anything. Can you believe Trump was friends with Epstein? But, oh, you really believe that Bill Clinton went to the island? I believe Bill had his own room. I believe he was a resident there. He only left when he had business outside of the island. I think Bill Clinton probably lived on the island. And the going back and forth is the him leaving the island to do something and then come back. Not the other way around. That's my thoughts. That's my opinions. See, he was at the island. That's a guarantee. My opinion is that he lived there. But, like, I think that's huge when we have these debates. I really do. I think it's going to be massively, massively huge in these debates. If you have Joe, if you have like a, pardon me, Mike Pence be like, so which Kamala Harris do we have today? The one that supports Joe Biden's accusers or the ones that just is silent all of a sudden? I'm asking for a friend. Because she can't refute it. She can't say, well, because the video footage is out there. It's not even that long ago. But at least you got like Michael Moore and Sean King. They're like, oh, I guess I got to have Biden. I don't want him. It's nice when like you see Democrats don't want him, like higher ups. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward, you know, like where we go from here. Yeah, I'm going to get into some cannabis news, and it's going to be kind of interesting because, like I've been talking about this microdosing, and I think that's going to be huge because they're going to be able to take targeted parts of the cannabis plant and introduce it. And I think just like with this government where people are waking up that most of these politicians are a waste of space, I kind of feel that that's going on with cannabis. That people are starting to say, hey, cannabis can be very good in right doses. I mean, they're actually looking into doing clinical trials with psilocybin mushrooms for therapy depression because they're saying that there are people that are able to get off antidepressants entirely from doing a certain dose of psilocybin mushrooms, and they want to find out is there any truth to this. Like, yeah, there's evidence, but where does it go? How far does it go? Does it really, is there any back to this? You know, it's like doing your statistics, okay? We have 10 people that have tried it and it worked. We want to do a nice clinical trial. That way, X, Y, and Z happens. So we can see, is it a placebo effect or is it actually, yeah, I think it works. I just need to take these shrooms every day. You know, I mean, so it'd be in a controlled setting. Because, like even again, when you, like, because, like, there's even data now that, like, indica used to mean in the couch and sativa is, like, and, you know, like, if you look at the different poison, it's something that's very uplifting. And there are people that give me an indica and I can go 100 miles an hour and give me sativa and I'll fall asleep. So that really doesn't, but that has always kind of been the traditional indica. You're in the couch. Sativa, you're uplifted, and you know, that's why they continue to do studying and stuff, and they actually, because now there are people like, does CBD really do anything? Does it really have any benefits to it? Because they're trying to still demonize this plant. You know, I mean, and that's why, like, with, like, leafy and stuff, they bring up a lot the dosing. You know, when you do edibles, like, 2.5 to 5 is, for most people, a lot when it comes to THC in an edible. You know, 10 is, like, a way, I mean, you can get, I always tell people, start with, like, wait 2 hours, see how you feel, then go from there. It's one of those things, you know. And it's crucial because I'm one of those people that's a firm believer in that that's what you have to do. You know, it's not a joke. if you can use the medicine, use it right, you know. Just like anything, you can abuse anything. So let me see where I'm at. Got about 8 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, what a show we've had. What a show. It's just sad, you know, with like Ronald McDonald House and stuff like this. But you know, I mean, there's talk of, okay, where am I at, folks? Because there's talk of, like, Jaden Sancho, will he come? I think he's going to come. They're just going to drag this deal out forever. Because you got to understand, Manchester United knew going full well in that this is, that they've got, that he's got 3 years left on his contract. This is how much they want. So it's just one of those things that, you know, they knew going in that they're not going to budge. This is how much they want. This is how much. So it's one of those things that when you look at it going forward, you sit there and you look at, like, wait a minute here, you got Jaden Sancho. They knew everything. They knew they had a 3-year contract. They knew they were not going to budge from this. They know this. I think the deal is going to be done unless they walk away. And there's no way that they can spin this to walk away saying, hey, because of this, we had to walk away. So if he wants to come to United and United walk away, it's all on United. Like, why don't you do this? Why don't you want to make us better? Why do you want to keep us down? All these guys back in the Champions League, how are we going to stay there if you don't do anything to improve us? Osman and Dembele. What is it? Barcelona wants 90 million? If Barcelona wants to get rid of a player, why? 50, I'd take him. 50. He's got 74 Barca appearances, 19 goals, and 15 assists. But if they want to get rid of him for 90, if Real Madrid want to get rid of someone, why would you want, if one of the best clubs in the La Liga, whether it's Barcelona or Real Madrid, want to get rid of a player, why would you want to, why aren't they keeping him if he's good?
Who was it that Man United just got rid of that you...
Alexis Sanchez.
Why would you want Sanchez if United was going to get rid of him?
And they actually, someone was like, well, I thought he was going to be dominant.
Well maybe whoever wants him thinks he's going to be different for their team.
Yeah. But I'll put it like this. See, the problem with Alexis Sanchez was his wages.
Was what?
His wages. He was the highest paid player and turned out to be the biggest flop. Even if he got $200,000 a week, it still was way overpaid. But, you know, I mean, I just think, why can't they sit there, okay, there's no way we can find that they can spin this to where, okay, yep, this happened. No, if they walk out of this deal, United fans can say, hey, we got, all he got is Champions League, all he's done this for us. What are you doing to keep? I mean, how can you take someone like the manager at Arsenal and expect him to do anything if they don't spend money? If here's the players we've had for 3 years, try to do something with them. We're not going to spend any money. You know, how do you expect any manager to get improvement if they don't? I don't get it. Mikel Arteta's got to have some money, got to get some players. I mean, if you need to say, okay, well, I want you to get me these two players out and bring two players in for these two players. swap, whatever you have to do. But you expect me, how can you, hey, they didn't spend any money on me in two transfer windows. How do you expect me to turn the team around when I've got no one to, okay, if I can't do it with the players I've got, you can't win. You know, I'm 90% confident we'll get Jaden Sancho. I want it done so we can move on and get someone else. Okay, let's get Mosley and Dembele. Let's get him in here. Let's get Ndidi. Let's get some. Let's get some players in here. You know, let's do something. Pardon me, but that's the thing. I don't see that happening. I see them chugging out Jaden Sancho and dragging it out. And then by the time, well, whoop-dee-doo, we got Jaden Sancho. I mean, it's kind of like having a surprise birthday party. And by the time it happens, you've known about it, and we wanted to make sure you knew about the surprise party, so it was everything you wanted. I'm like, well, you just ruined the surprise by telling, you know, it's like they're gonna take the air out of the sail. I just don't know. I just wish they would get it done and say, okay, we're going to get Jaden Sancho in here, and so that way we can move on, and we're, you know, we want to get some other players. Let's get Ndidi, you know. Let's try to get some players in there. Let's try to do something. It's going to be interesting to see. About 90 seconds left in the program, folks. Oh, I got a lot of technology. I'm trying to find something. I can't find it, and here we go. But, okay, let's, you know, do we got a plan B? Okay, we should get Sancho, and we need to be looking at possibly Grealish. You know, this they just drag these things out. I mean, I want to at least get Sancho and Grealish, and then we're good. Got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. You know, I think he needs to say, okay, hey, these players are going to go. This is who I want. Okay, I want to get Grealish and Sancho. If we get those two, I will be tickled pink. You know, I think that's something, those are two that we definitely need, bare minimum. We need to continue to be ruthless and get people in here and get people out. So it's going to be interesting to see. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.